Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vice President Joe Biden continues his visit to Asia today. He met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. And his trip comes in the middle of a standoff between China and Japan over disputed islands in the East China Sea and the air defense zone China has set up above them. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing. And Anthony, first, just remind us of the specifics of this flight zone dispute.
Okay, Jeremy. Last month, China established what it called an air defense identification zone. And this zone extends far off China's east coast into the East China Sea. And it overlaps quite a bit with Japan's zone and also some territory claimed by South Korea and Taiwan. This is not China's sovereign territory. It's international airspace and it's over international waters. And it is highly traveled. A lot of commerce goes through this area. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea are saying they're not going to respect this zone. And they have all sent military flights through it. China has responded by saying it has identified those planes going through. It has sent its own warplanes through the zone on patrols, but it has not intercepted them. There are concerns about miscalculations or conflicts in the zone, but China says it will not affect commercial airliners going through.
But with all of the issues that the U.S. would like to talk about in the region, it is surprising that this is such an important one for the United States. Why is that?
Well, I think at base, that's because it has the potential to draw the U.S. into a conflict between China and Japan over disputed territories. It's a very sensitive situation for the U.S. It is Japan's ally. It's bound by treaties to defend Japan's territory. And while the U.S. says it does not recognize either side in the dispute over the over these islands that the zone includes, in fact, it recognizes Japan's administration of these rocks, these islands called the Diaoyus or Senkakus.
Well, tell us what happened today. Vice President Biden met with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. What did they talk about when it comes to the disputed air zone, or do we know?
You can be sure that the air zone did come up. They have not said yet what they discussed. I was in the Great Hall of the People in the room for some public comments by these two men. I can tell you that they went into overtime. They were late. They went much longer than planned. We also know that Vice President Biden pulled Xi Jinping aside for comments which could have sent them into overtime. They have a huge bilateral relationship to deal with, but, you know, all of East Asia is rather focused on this air defense zone issue at the moment.
And when Vice President Biden arrived in China, the China Daily had published an editorial saying, if the U.S. is truly committed to lowering tensions in the region, it must first stop acquiescing to Tokyo's dangerous brinksmanship. Of course, Vice President Biden was in Japan before China. What is the fine line that the U.S. has to walk between these two very important countries?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that both China and Japan are under leaderships that are quite assertive. Both sides, it seems, are contributing to the tensions. There's been this back and forth, but the U.S. can't really criticize its ally Japan. And Biden has really already come down on Japan's side, criticizing China's establishment of the zone, saying it's a unilateral move to challenge the status quo, that it won't help tensions in the region. And, of course, China's not happy about that. If Biden keeps up with these sorts of remarks, he's not going to get very far in his meetings in Beijing.
Anthony, if it weren't for this air zone story, we would probably be talking about the economy. We would be talking about human rights issues. These are the kinds of things that Vice President Biden would be under pressure, at least, to talk about with leaders in Japan and China. What about those issues? Are they being talked about?
Absolutely. You can be sure that all the major issues on the agenda are going to get attention, things like climate change, the economy, global finance. You know, another thing, for example, that was very big in Japan is that before the end of the year, 12 countries on the Pacific Rim, which account for 40% of global trade, are trying to seal a deal to bring about this Trans-Pacific Partnership. However, they got stuck. They got bogged down in Japan over the issue of agricultural tariffs. Vice President Biden has said they're going to go down to the wire in negotiations on this to try to get it fixed. But there is a huge range of issues. It's just that it's being overshadowed by these security tensions.
NPR Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn. Anthony, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.